Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Matera, and Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governors Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois are threatening to pull out of the National Governors Association. Phil, why are they making this threat?
Well, I feel that it's time for the National Governors Association to sort of get off their backsides and make a stand against President Donald Trump. Now, this is an association of 50 governors from the states, plus the governors of Puerto Rico, commonwealths, and territories around. So there's about 55 members. And up till now, you know, they've just been, they do light things. They've been around since 1908. They don't get a lot of attention. You know, they've advocated for things like getting cell phones out of schools, budgetary things in Washington, you know, every energy preparedness, emergency preparedness, you know, sort of good government type things, but never really a strong political pull because they're bipartisan. They're governors from, you know, all the political parties. And but Gavin Newsom says that Trump's just going too far with the nationalization of the National Guards, sending, you know, California National Guards to Portland or Texas National Guards to Chicago. The whole issue is infringing, he says, and Pritzker say, on states' rights. And it might not be against the law, but it's against a longstanding, you know, norms within the states. And they want this Governors Association to say something about it, to stand up and say something about it. Whether or not they will remains to be seen.
Now, what about state sovereignty? I mean, this seems to be something that would be bipartisan.
It would be, except for there's nothing bipartisan anymore when it comes to, you know, tricky issues like this, especially when it comes to President Trump. If you take a look at the history of federalization of National Guards or sending in the military to various states, it's often been done. You know, we've had a few incidents where riots were brought in, and so we brought in the military for that. Desegregating schools in the South, that's where, you know, federal troops were used as well, and nationalizing the National Guard. That was controversial at that time. I'm not sure at that time you could have gotten all 50 governors to agree that that was a good thing, well, let alone a bad thing. This is a change. We're seeing things happen. As like I said, there's a question about whether what the president is doing is legal, and the governor, Newsom, is, you know, suing him through the courts to try to stop it. We're seeing judges' decision putting on the brakes on it now. But these are just things that have not been done, and some of the governors have actually agreed and asked for troops and National Guards. The governor of Tennessee is using them in Memphis. Governor of Louisiana is bringing them in. So it's a split ticket.
Thanks, as always. We appreciate you. That is Phil Matera, and Phil will be back live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.